welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I will have new music from Alistair, Forming the Void, Hyborion, Muno's Obituary, and I will also have beer from 8 Degrees, their Retribution Black Rye IPA, Beaver Town's Black Betty Black IPA, and maybe Beaver Town's Double Chin Double Neck IPA. So, loads to get through. Kicking us off, here is Gaia and Disease off their most recent album, Harvester of Bong Loads.
We'll be right back.
There you have the monstrous two-piece from Iowa, Telekinetic Yeti, and that song was Stoned and Feathered. That's off their album, Abominable. And before that, kicking off the show, Goya and Disease off their recent album. So, yeah, I've loads to get through tonight. Loads of new music, loads of beers. And the first beer I've been drinking is the 8 Degrees Retribution Black Rye IPA. It's made in collaboration with Spike Bukowski from Terrapin Beer Company. He was over and they took a trip to Spike Island, where they say it was a holding cell for, well, not they say it was, a holding cell for people being sent to Australia when they used to send all the criminals there. They didn't mention though that it was also where they sent joyriders in the 80s. But they use loads of hops in it. Citra, Amarillo, Cascade, Simcoe, and then it's dry hopped with Mandarina, Bavaria, and Mosaic. It is quite bitter, and it's got a nice bite, but it's damn tasty. It's 6.2%. The website says 6.2, but the bottle says 6, and it's 71 IBUs. It's not bad for a black IPA. It's got a nice bitterness to it. So, moving on, I've got another two beers to get to, and then I'll let you know which I prefer. So moving on with the music, here is a track off the new Alistair album, Black Magic, and while I play, Nothing to Fear. We'll be right back. Okay, there you had Hyborian and As Above So Below, the first track off their Hyborian Volume 1. And before that then you had the Alistair and off their album Black Magic. So what am I going to actually, no, I'm not going to tell you about the second beer. Well, I'm drinking Beavertown Black Betty Black IPA, another black lad tonight. And yeah, the Retribution was good, but this one's ramped it up a notch. Damn tasty. And I won't make any references to the Ram Jam song. Yous are better than that. Right, moving on. And then I'll tell you more about what I think of that beer. I'm going to play something off the new Obituary album. I only picked this up this evening, so I'm totally taking a shot in the dark. And if I enjoy the song I pick, I may pick a second one. And I will kick off sure with the first song. This is Brave.
Yeah.
Now from Obituary, and then before that was Brave, both songs off their new self-titled album, and both fucking belters. They're deadly. I'm gonna get stuck into that album tomorrow properly. Right, more about Black Betty from Beavertown. It's their Black IPA. It clocks in at, I think, 7.4%. And it's fucking gorgeous. The alcohol is hidden so well. It's nice, caramelly, bit of chocolate there, but it's really sort of hoppy fruitiness comes through. It's, yeah, nice coating in the mouth. It's black as fuck and a kind of a coffee colour head. It's damn tasty. Give it a go. Right, moving on. I'm going to play something off Forming the Void's new album. The album is called Relic. And the song I'm going to play is After Earth. Thank you. was Nunez and Solace off their album Smokestack, and then before that was Forming the Void After Earth off their album Relic. Bit of a torch sound off that, which isn't a bad thing. It's not a criticism by any means. I liked it. I'll be playing more of that. Right, what am I going to play? Actually, I better play something quick because I'm quickly running out of time. Here, I'm going to play something off the Deathwish album that I got last week. It's rather good. This is What You Burn. Actually, I played that last week. Unleash Hell. We'll be right back. Moulin Rouge Life, there after album Moulin Rouge Sun, and then before that was Death Wish Unleash Hell after album of the same name. And the last beer I'm drinking tonight is another Beavertown. It's a double chin, double neck oil, double IPA, and it is damn tasty. It's lovely. Lovely piney resinous smells to it, and then when you drink it, it's really, really oily. When I say oily, I don't mean oily oily, just it really coats your mouth. And it's damn tasty. I thought after the two black IPAs I might struggle to cut through all that flavour, but it does. It's nice and chewy, as a double IPA should be. Three great beers tonight. 8 Degrees Retribution, Black Rye IPA, Beaverstown Black Betty, and then Beaverstown Double Chin Double Neck Oil. So we're pretty much at the end of the show. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com, or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show, or on Twitter at HMD on the radio. So one last song, got a request in from the person who takes the shortest amount of time to wash their forehead. This is Queens of the Stone Age cover of The Kinks, Who'll Be the Next in Line. See you next week.